Well, this morning we have a guest here with us in studio. Dave Chase is with us, specifically, I guess, representing Nishna Valley Trails. But in a larger sense, there's a kind of a quality of life committee, I guess we could call it that, for lack of a better term there. And they've been kind of getting together, along with a lot of other interested parties in the community, to talk a little bit about the future and some of the needs that we have and what we'd like to target. Thought we'd talk a little bit about that. Dave, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Jim. Hi.
Appreciate that. I know the word splash pad have been tossed around a lot and is an early thing. It's not an end-all to be-all, but it's something that we're working toward right now.
That's correct. It has been identified through a lot of work, a lot of study, and a lot of assessments and surveys as to what the community wants in terms of outdoor recreation activity, and that's what we're talking about. And splash pad actually came to the top of the list, as well as outdoor aquatic opportunities such as renovating the current pool or building a new pool. All of these things have been identified and prioritized by this quality of life committee. And this is not just a YMCA thing, and it's not just a park and rec thing. It's a community effort. And a number of different entities were invited to give input as to identifying what the community needs in terms of outdoor recreation and recreation as a whole. Because we realize here in Atlantic that we have a quality of life that's not available in the cities. And even more and more people are looking to get out to the rural areas and other places that provide easy lifestyle without a lot of crime, not a lot of hassle with respect to living in large communities. So we have a lot to sell in terms of quality of life here, and that's what this is all about.
Well, through Nishna Valley Trails, you've lived it. You've kind of experienced how difficult it can be from the beginning to, I wouldn't call it the end because we're not there yet, but to where you are now with getting some of these trail setups and getting some of the opportunities available here to the community. Nothing happens overnight when it comes to these types of things, but you got to start the conversation.
And that you have to plan. You don't get anywhere, and you just get organizations fighting with one another and trying to take things on by themselves, and that just creates a lot of friction. The only way we can do this as a community, as small as we are, is to get the partnerships established that will get these goals accomplished. Now, this came out as a effort to develop a 5-year plan. When you talk about trails, we'll talk about a 23-year-old plan, but we won't need go to into that for right now. But this is to develop a plan for the future and where the community wants to go, not just the Y, not just park and rec, not the school, not the hospital. It's a combined effort as to where we want to be.
You bet. Well, and I don't want to say we're still in the talking stage. We're in the discussion stage, I guess, at this point and moving forward from here. You've talked and the group has talked about raising funds through the different interested parties to put together money to do some studies to make sure that we're heading in the right direction, that we kind of understand specifically what we're getting into. How's that part of the project moving?
Well, a lot of the studies and the assessments and surveys have been done. We're down to the point now, and I think I tried to make this point at our last quality of life meeting. Let's get on with it. Let's do something. A lot of these things die on the vine, as we've seen before. And so right now we're at the stage of we have identified a list of priorities. Let's get some expert advice on what these priorities cost, identify some pre-design locations, things like that. And that comes with a price tag of around $12,000 with the outfit that has been talked to. Mm-hmm. The next stage is how you go about raising the money to pay for these things. And again, that requires some expert guidance to develop a capital campaign to gather the money together to pay for these things. And that's what the second phase of this is all about, and that is $22,000 with the quote that we have right now. So it's a combined $34,000 that needs to be pledged toward this effort. And we're asking a number of entities to chip in on that. The YMCA is chipping in. Park and Rec has now made a good faith contribution of $4,000 toward the effort. Individuals are also throwing in some money toward the effort, but we're asking everybody to chip in.
You know, I had to smile a little bit when you were talking about, let's get on with it. Let's move forward. Let's get something done. You know, because sometimes that's one of the dangers of doing the study part of it, is it takes so long to get through that and to get everybody on board and then discuss and figure out and raise money and stuff. By the time you get to that point, the dollars the study identified have increased. Right. And now you're still trying to fight uphill, trying to get to where you want to go. So if something's going to be done, you got to keep that ball rolling.
Yeah, and time is of the essence. Just hit the nail on the head. Costs increase. I haven't been involved with a project yet where the costs have gone down.
Really?
You know, and so we have to keep the ball rolling as long as there's the interest and initiative. I think the public out there wants to see something happen, and if they see some legitimate, responsible effort toward accomplishing these goals, then that makes it easier, first of all, to raise funds, and secondly, to identify, what's the future of this community? What are we going to look like to outsiders and to people who already live here in the future? And that, again, the quality of life is what this is all about.
Well, we've seen quite a few advancements and additions and things through the Parks and Recreation Department and some other projects out there. But as someone who's been involved in this type of thing with recreational opportunities through Nishna Valley Trails, and quite frankly, for quite a long time now from the origin, but do you think that you can be kind of an organization that folks can look to and say, here's what we can do if we get our ducks in a row, get folks behind us, and stick with it?
Absolutely. And persistence has got to be the key. You got to keep at it. You have to realize that these projects don't come cheap, but unless you're willing to put forth the effort, Jim, I'm convinced in the projects that we've worked on before that the money is there. It's just, does this particular project trip your individual trigger? And you got to find where the triggers are and pull them. That's the main thing, I'm convinced that this community can support quality recreation.
Well, and many folks here in the area had attended a meeting, a gathering that was held, kind of spearheaded by the YMCA now several months ago, but it got the ball rolling, got the discussion started, identified several potentials, including splash pad opportunities and different types of things. It's good to see that it didn't just end with the discussion and getting people together. And, you know, you got people in a room now to be able to talk about things. Mm-hmm. So they're throwing out ideas, which means they're taking ownership. Yeah. So now you have to play with that.
And part of taking ownership is getting buy-in from other entities to join the partnership. Granted, the Y took the initiative here and the leadership to get the ball rolling, and they're content to have a leadership role. But this isn't entirely a YMCA deal. This is a community deal, and that's why there's these various entities represented at the table. We want to keep those entities there. That's the only way that we're going to be able to succeed.
Very good. So if folks want to learn more about that, just kind of keep your ears open, I guess, for the time being, because there'll be lots of discussion, hopefully, that this will continue to move forward. And we hope to see some action here very soon, right?
And the other thing is communication. We got to keep the public advised of what's going on. There's nothing worse than having a grandiose project proposed and then let it die or have months go in between. So keeping the community advised is going to be key.
Very good. Well, and we'll do our part to keep them advised as well. Thanks for sharing the information here today, and we look forward to hearing more good news.
And we'll provide that, we hope, in the near future. And thanks for your support.
Very good. Dave Chase, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.